Like falling off a log? Piece of cake? Like 1, 2, 3? Pick your sunny day cliche, and you're looking at the mood of Maryland's top government leaders as the 2014 legislative session begins. During a series of interviews with WEAA's Mark Steiner, the Assembly's Big Three went through some of the major issues. Increasing the minimum wage, for example. Observing that Maryland is one of the wealthiest states in the Union, Governor O'Malley said he expects the General Assembly to increase the $7.25 per hour rate. This will be possible, he said, because the state is fiscally strong. Economic indicators are pointed in the right direction. State Senator Mike Miller and House Speaker Mike Bush agreed. They said the Assembly will listen to opponents. It will look for ways to balance the added expense for employers, particularly in relatively depressed areas of the state, the Lower Eastern Shore and Western Maryland. Then it will raise the rate. There seemed to be a consensus on expanding pre-kindergarten education. There's a relationship between education and jobs, the governor said, adding, "The more you learn, the more you earn." The Assembly will have to address a $500 million deficit, but President Miller said, quote, "It's nothing we can't manage." It might even be possible to make some tax reductions, Miller said. Not because it's an election year, he added, but because it's the right thing to do. As always, the Big Three said, the Assembly will look again at earlier laws and regulations, ready to make needed changes. Certain therapeutic uses of marijuana might be allowed for younger patients not now eligible. Full legalization of pot? A non-starter. We'll know how easy it turned out to be in 89 days.